This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned sine die. With this, the 19-day winter session concluded today. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned sine die, and after that the Rajya Sabha was also adjourned. In his valedictory address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the productivity of the House was around 111%. He said a total of 15 sittings of the House took place.
Respected members, now we are towards the end of this sixth session of 18th Lok Sabha. In this session, we had 15 meetings. With all of your support, the productivity of the House was 111%. All the honorable members cooperated in running the House by sitting till late night. For this, I thank you all. The proceedings of the House are adjourned sine die.
In his valedictory address, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the House functioned around 92 hours and recorded 121% of productivity.
I am happy to note the enthusiasm shown by the members in this regard. A remarkable number of as many as 59 private members' bills were introduced during this session. In this discussion on one each private member's bill and resolution, 22 members participated. Overall, this House functioned for a total of about 92 hours. The productivity of the session stood at 121%.
He said the House held a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram, in which 82 members participated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the two-day national conference of chairpersons of state public service commissions in Hyderabad. Addressing the gathering, the president stressed on the need for public service commissions to give highest priority to honesty and integrity while recruiting civil servants. She stated that the UPSC is one of the most trusted government institutions.
UPSC has emerged as one of our most trusted government institutions. Its credibility for an impartial selection system and contributing to the creation of highly professional teams engaged in civil and public service is widely acknowledged. Different state public service commissions have also contributed to their respective states.
External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar today interacted with the members of the multi-party parliamentary delegations who recently represented India at the UN General Assembly. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar lauded the members for putting across India's stance on the world stage. Dr. Jaishankar also listened to their experiences and appreciated their feedback. Parliament has passed the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 60 trains are delayed by up to 5 hours. Dhaka witnessed fresh unrest in the early hours today as the premises of the renowned Bengali cultural organization Chayanot was vandalized and partially set on fire hours after news broke of the death of Inqilab Moncho convener Sharif Osman Hadi. The incident took place at the Chayanot Sanskriti Bhavan in the capital's Dhanmondi area. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.5% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex climbed 429 points to 84,911, while the Nifty added 141 points to 25,956 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.